House Republicans have backtracked on their decision to make sweeping changes to the Office of Congressional Ethics. Last night, congressional Republicans had voted behind closed doors to greatly diminish the OCE, stripping it of independence, renaming it, and putting it under the control of the House Ethics Committee. Today, President-elect Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "With all that Congress has to work on, do they really have to make the weakening of the independence ethics watchdog, as unfair as it may be, their number one act and priority?" Well, joining us now for the latest is Domenico Montanaro, NPR politics editor. And Domenico, quite a turnaround here in 24 hours. What made the GOP reverse course?
Well, good afternoon, Magna. I think that the backlash that they faced certainly put them on their back heels. They weren't at all prepared for this. I don't think that they had anticipated that it would be this strong. You know, they had this closed door conference meeting last night, and it wound up that today they woke up to a storm of a public relations disaster, frankly. And then piling on top of that was Donald Trump, who tweeted at them saying that this was a problem, and that, you know, really on the timing, that that this should not be the priority, that they should focus on taxes and Obamacare. All that said, of course, you know, Donald Trump, there's not much oversight over Donald Trump and the office of the presidency when it comes to ethics. He hasn't released his taxes. He hasn't done a press conference in, some 160 days or so. The amount of ethics that we've seen from the president-elect at this point, or transparency there, have been somewhat lacking. But he was able to move Congress with a couple tweets.
Well, we spoke with one of the watchdog groups that were very much disturbed by the GOP's initial decision to make some changes to the Office of Congressional Ethics. Here's some tape from Lisa Gilbert. She's director of the Congress Watch Division at the nonprofit Public Citizen.
The ethics office has proven incredibly valuable. It's opened up the process. It's shown a light on what has previously been opaque and immobile about congressional ethics. And it's pretty shocking to see the very first action of a brand new Congress doing away with its own ethics watchdog.
Now, Domenico, you said just before that Donald Trump moved Congress with a couple of tweets. But I'm also seeing, in addition, I mean, because you mentioned the public relations disaster, that members of Congress were hearing from constituents about this as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's most likely. But there were also some interest groups that were tweeting or putting out statements against what they were doing as well. Judicial Watch, which was really the principal conservative group that was trying to get those Hillary Clinton emails. Remember her? Remember them? You know, they said that they thought this was a drive-by and was a really bad way to start, quote, draining the swamp, kind of channeling Trump there. But this office was started, like you said, back in 2008, and really as a response to the Jack Abramoff scandals. And Republicans had gotten caught up in a slew of scandals in 2006. That with the Iraq War, coupled with that, really wound up giving control of the House to Nancy Pelosi and Democrats. And that's why this office had been started and began. And now the attempt, at least, to somewhat dismantle it, certainly did not make many rank and file Republicans feel like this was a good idea or a way to start off the new Congress.
For now, though, because I'm seeing that the GOP has also said it has an August deadline to take a closer look at the Office of Congressional Ethics. So is the OCE living on borrowed time?
That's possible. Frankly, members of both parties have been annoyed for some time with the OCE because of anonymous complaints that come into that office that they then check out, and these House offices have to wind up spending time and money on these things that they feel like don't really have a fair amount of due process when it comes to that. But putting, you know, House member ethics under the oversight of House members probably isn't the way to go either.
In the last couple seconds that we have, Domenico, this is day one of the 115th Congress, right? What does it say to you about what we have to look forward to?
A pretty amazing whiplash that we've had in the last 24 hours, something that, you know, we didn't think we'd be dealing with. And now it looks like the Republicans will start off on their agenda, but it does signal for you the kind of heat that does exist just below the surface.
NPR politics editor Domenico Montanaro. Domenico, thanks so much.
You're welcome.